The United States wants European airports to increase the number of full-body scanners used to screen passengers. This turns out to be an expensive request. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, airport officials say safety measures will cost them money.
It's not that European airports aren't concerned about security, says one of their representatives in Brussels, but they're also frustrated by the difficulties new measures entail.
It's an operational nightmare.
Robert O'Mara of Airports Council International Europe, representing more than 400 European airports, explains that security costs have gone from about 8% of operating budgets before 9/11 to 35% now.
Every time that there is a threat revealed, suddenly it's a new excuse to add another layer of regulation that somebody else has to pay for.
And in Europe, that somebody is almost never the government that mandates the measures. ACI is now asking that governments pay for any new security procedures they deem necessary for equipment and for training. For some airports, that can't come soon enough. Schiphol in Amsterdam, where the would-be Christmas bomber transited to the U.S., has already been ordered to buy 60 new body scanners at about $200,000 each. There's no promise of federal reimbursement, but Miriam Snorwong, a Schiphol spokesperson, doesn't seem too worried yet.
Safety first. We ordered them, and after, we're going to have a discussion with the government who's going to pay the scans.
The Dutch government has ordered the new scanners to be operational within just a couple of weeks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.